Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM, Bumbaribib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black, have you say, and yarn up strong, you mob. Let's end up the program with the Pigrum Brothers, My Land. Do enjoy.
Thank you.
stand by the water side.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7.
Yeah, thank you, Guy Sebastian. This is National Talk Black. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. Our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yana with the ball, you're on here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. As BBM, Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, looking at headlines here today. National Indigenous Times, Indigenous students get taste of Air Force life. A nice photo shot here of pilot officer Danica Croker instructs a Defence Work Experience Program participant how to operate a flying simulator at the Australian International Air Show 2025. Indigenous students were given a first-hand look at life in the Air Force during recent Australian International Air Show. The opportunity offered through Indigenous Youth Program gave 19 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander youth from across Victoria an introduction to potential careers in defence. The Indigenous Youth Program was included at the event for the first time, providing 19 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students from across Victoria with exposure to careers in defence. If you can see them, you can be them, Indigenous Liaison Officer Flight Lieutenant Norman Rogan said. This exposure piece is more than just a recruitment tool. It's about revealing the behind-the-scenes operations that the public rarely see. Royal Australian Air Force Indigenous Liaison Officer leading aircraftman Christopher Timotti played a key role in delivering the program at the air show for the first time. This immersive experience included across access to flight simulators, a different aircraft, military working dogs, and the Australian Defence Force drone racing team, he says. The kids interacted with pilots and armament technicians, avionic technicians, and security forces, gaining insights into various career paths within the ADF. It's offered the 19 students from across Victoria a comprehensive look at the diverse roles with defence while gaining insights into career paths. The Indigenous Youth Program is designed to give Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students the opportunity to experience our defence culture and explore the range of roles undertaken by Air Force aviators. Students took part of exploring simulators, aircraft, drone racing capabilities during the air show. Look, fantastic opportunity, and look, a opportunity for our young ones to look up, pardon the pun, but look up, have a vision for their future. So there it is. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, have your say. Yana and earlier with Sister Tiana Yapeman and calling out for a meeting over at Yarrabah. The Yarrabah Council would like to, approached the meet to talk to Yarrabah Council, screaming out for a meeting, have a chat. 12 months since the new elected councillors and mayor and streaming out for a community meeting. So a message going out there. So Yarrabah Council, if you're listening in, and look, keen to have a chat as well on Bummer Brisbane Media or National Talk Black. So give us a call here, 1-800-422-416. And stay tuned for more Delhi tracks coming your way and more yarns coming your way here on National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416. Yeah, beautiful track there. Baz Baz by Daz. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours. Sully Trevor, Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yindindji Country. That's BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. Our Australian experts and families urge rural parents to screen newborns for deadly silent killer. A major update to the newborn blood spots screening, that's NBS program, one that could be life-changing for rural and regional families. This expansion allows for the early detection of devastating diseases, ensuring babies receive life-saving treatment from birth. For families in remote areas where accessing specialist care can be challenging, early diagnosis could mean the difference between life and death. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Erin Evans, Industry Genomics Networks Alliance, Engineer CEO, and we have Dr. Erin on the line. Dr. Erin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Doctor?
I'm based in Brisbane.
In Brisbane, all right. Big shout out. Thank you very much. So here we are talking about, rural parents to screen newborns for deadly silent killer. So we're talking NBS, newborn blood spot screening. Just give us a bit of update in regarding what the disease is and what do we need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So would you like me to just give a bit of an outline about what sickle cell disease is there, Trevor?
Please, go ahead. Yes, thank you.
So sickle cell disease is an inherited blood disorder. And it affects our hemoglobin, which is the protein in our red blood cells that helps us to carry oxygen in the body. So because of that, that causes, a very debilitating kind of disease.
It's inherited, is it, Doctor?
It is an inherited disease, yes. Yeah, so it's we can either be a carrier or that we can have the disease ourselves.
Okay.
Depending on how that is in our genes. that
and sickle
make up,
cell
you know,
disease
all that.
Has it just risen its head to us mob, or has this been around, or
it's been around for a long time. It's particularly prevalent in places in Africa, okay. The Mediterranean, and the Middle East, and some Indian ancestry as well. And it's actually believed to, there's some ideas that it has persisted, that it's a modification in our genes that helps to protect from severe malaria infection. So it has some good sides, you could say, to some extent. There's some reasons why we could imagine that our bodies have adapted this way. However, also some, you know, really severe, you know, disease downsides as well.
And has it been detected in Australia more recently, or has it been detected in Australia?
There are people in Australia that have this disease. So there are a number of people, and I work for an industry association. And we work with patient advocacy groups, and there is a sickle cell patient advocacy group.
So we're working closely with the mums when they're pregnant, and do we we'll search for sickle cell disease.
That's right. So some of the ways that we can see whether there may be potential inherited diseases. They could be genetic diseases or metabolic conditions, things that help us with metabolize things. And there's a scheme that's in Australia. It's a very successful scheme called the Newborn Blood Spot Screening Program.
Okay, yep.
It's a public health program. Mm. It has very wide uptake. 99% of Australian newborns are screened in that program. It's voluntary, okay. But it is very highly encouraged.
And do people rural or remote areas, does that happen, MBS?
It should.
Thank
it
you.
Very
should.
Much
yes.
should. It
yes.
should be a universal program
Thank
in
you.
Australia. And that's a strong sense from I was interestingly just down in Canberra over the weekend talking about the newborn screening program just the importance that should be universally
exactly.
available for all Australians. So 99% of Australian newborns are currently screened, and it is voluntary for the parents, but it's very strongly encouraged, and there's very good reasons for that.
Sure. Can you detect it without the screening when we're talking a sickle cell disease?
It's much better to do it at the screening.
Sure.
We could, but we would probably want to, we may be able to see certain kinds of symptoms that may develop later, or we could do a genetic test. However, to be able to diagnose quickly and clearly and for the parents to have both peace of mind as well as to, you know, proactively manage things, it is a lot more effective that diseases like sickle cell would be picked up at birth.
And I mentioned in the intro that early diagnosis could mean the difference between life and death. If they do survive and having a sickle cell disease, what are the symptoms thereafter?
Yes. So there's quite a lot of things to do. It's kind of it becomes like a form of anemia because the blood cells in our body can't carry around the same amount of oxygen as somebody who doesn't have the disease.
Okay.
And so we get quite a lot of it can be a very severe condition. There can be a lot of pain if blood cells are blocked. It can, you know, create anemia, and with anemia we get a lot of fatigue and weakness. We can also have more, you know, a higher risk of getting certain kinds of infections,
yes,
or like a spleen dysfunction. We can also get a higher risk of things like stroke in children, and there's organ damage.
Mm.
There can be lung complications. So, you know, there's quite a range of things because it is affecting the blood, and of course the blood goes right through the body. So these can be really significant and you know, really impact the child's health and well-being.
Thank you. And when you say inherited, if they were to have a sickle cell, the infant as such, do they then hold that that strain within them for the rest of their life, and then they could, when they give birth, if they're a young girl or even a young boy, passing it on to their newborn, is that the case when you're talking about inherited?
Yes, that's correct. So with an inherited condition like sickle cell disease,
yes,
they can, if they get two copies of the mutated gene, so one from each parent, then they will have the disease.
Yes.
If they only get one copy of the gene coming from one parent, then they will be a carrier. So they will carry the disease. They usually won't have severe symptoms, but I believe that they may have some, as well as then be passing it on to their children as well.
So for all our women out there, then diagnosed, but being pregnant as such, early stages, can you do testing from the get-go? Is that the case, Dr. Erin?
That's a quite good question. I believe that you could get genetic testing for that. It certainly can get picked up in our genes, and then we can also looking at that that newborn screening program as well. So early on, but I believe that there is some sickle cell in the pre-birth screening as well.
Sure. So, of course, there's communication with all our medical workers as such. When we talk about doctors and nurses and midwives and what have you, the word is out and regarding the sickle cell disease, yes?
That's right. That's right. And I think, you know, we've had, you know, an evolving population in Australia of having more people from high-risk populations,
yeah,
given that, you know, it's evolved in places where it's likely there's, you know, higher prevalence of malaria.
Mm, yes.
So with our populations changing in Australia, so does, you know, the kinds of diseases,
yeah,
that may be out there. And I think it's then really important that our health professionals think about these kinds of diseases where, you know, maybe several decades ago they weren't something that was seen as much,
sure,
in Australia, whereas now that it is important to think about, you know, more varied global diseases.
Well, the fact that we do this program goes across the country, nationally, and of course government is listening as well. Thank you for the update regarding sickle cell disease, Dr. Erin.
You're
welcome.
All
the best to your team. Please keep in touch, and we will yarn soon, my dear.
Thank you so much. Wonderful to speak to you today, and thanks for your interest in this important area.
Lovely.
Keeping us all healthy.
Dr. Erin, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
A deadly yarn there. Dr. Erin Evans, Industry Genomics Network Alliance, engineer, CEO, and we're talking about the disease, sickle cell disease. A monumental breakthrough in newborn health has arrived. New official included in Australia's newborn blood spot screening, that is, NBS program. And this pivotal brings hope to countless families, ensuring that babies at risk of this life-threatening inherited blood disorder, and I identified early, paving the way for immediate care and brighter future. So, yeah, beautiful sisters out there, pregnant, make sure we look after our babies and communicate well with the medical staff in regard to sickle cell disease. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
I'm created by the Most High, powerful host of angels in the sky. This I say, I know lie. Cultural dancing be passed down from generation, from generation. Expressing my identity, this is a representation to my land and Coral Sea. Coral Sea, wo-yo-yo-yo. As we strike and hit the ground, feel the earthquake beneath your feet. My spirit's filled with strong beliefs, feel the energy. My bala, too good, respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the
feel
island.
The energy.
Strike it, my bala, too good, respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the island. Yeah, stop him. Strike him. You play below. the energy. How we gonna do it? Mob, yo, they plug out energy.
Hit them up, yeah.
Masik,
yo,
you plug out energy.
You look there, Masik.
Saint Paul,
yo,
they plug out energy.
You plug out energy.
Saibai,
yo,
you plug out energy.
Strikem, Wawa.
Badu, yo, they plug out energy.
How got there, Wawa.
Danley, yo, you plug out energy.
Danley.
Daru,
yo,
they plug out energy.
Daru, yeah.
Mari Island,
yo,
you plug out energy.
Wawa style,
feel the energy.
Strike him, my mama, too good, respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing, warriors from the island.
Feel the energy.
Strike him, my mama, too good, respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing, warriors from the islands. Stop him, watch him strike him. You play be look,
feel the energy.
Too good, watch him, born today.
Feel the energy. Feel the energy.
Black love we trust, black love is us. Till black lives matter, I'ma rep the flag for us. Ancient spirits, gifted with the ancient stories. Let our knowledge guide us, freedom as we sing our story. Raise our pride with glory, celebrate those who came before me. Always was, always will be, can never erase that story.
Always was and always will be, that can't be so.
Belong to this land. Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it. Be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.
Malboy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Time.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Karaged, and that's Russ Alpha, and this is your daily program, National Talk Black. You can have your say by call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindji Country, BBM Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn up strong, your mob too deadly. All right, the Gimoi Wallaburra Yidinji Elders, Aboriginal Corporation and Community are honoured to host the opening of the Meganesha Show, the evening respectfully supported by Gimoi Wallaburra Elders with greeting and welcome at the Spirit of Cultural Connections and Protocol. Meganesha is a powerful contemporary dance work presented by Gabba Music at Boombaja. This will be previewed of the main event for PNG's 50th celebration of independence of Paul Moresby and Artistic Director Arileke and also producer Delene Brisker. And we have those two deadly people online now. We're going to have a yarn with them. Good morning. How are you, Arileke?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, brother. And have you got Delene there as well?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Delene. Sister, how are you?
Good.
Good. Before we start, Delene, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Ngaikupuripurikari, I'm a Googie Yalandi Jalbu from North Queensland,
beautiful.
Of course.
Beautiful. Too deadly. And Arileke, who your mob, where you from, my brother?
Well, I'm from Gabba Gabba in Papua New Guinea.
One talk.
Yes, one talk. Yes, now.
To Delhi, my brother. Now, Meganesha, coming to Cairns here, Boombaja, Saturday, 12th of April, 6 p.m. to 7:30. So give us a bit of background. Tell us what Meganesha is all about.
Yeah, basically, this is coming together of all our mob in this area.
Yes.
So Papua New Guinea, West Papua, and, First Nations Australia.
Yeah, beautiful.
Then up Cairns. Yalanji, Yirinji. So basically it was, I just got the name because it speaks of a time when our landmass was actually one landmass. We all connected.
Connection, exactly. And I'm looking at some of the names here, musician-wise. Well, we've got you here, Arileke. You've got Ben Hakalis, who was forever a drummer with the Yothi Indie Band for years. Richard Morgan, Delene Brisco, of course. Justin Wellington, Willie Kepa, look, some beautiful deadly names, and then dancers, Albert David, Marua Dow, Yoshi Rum.
Yep.
So look, some entertaining people, very talented people. This is going to be a good night, my brother.
Yeah, well, it's definitely going to be something special because I guess everyone involved in the production are people sort of I've worked with and we've worked with for a long time.
Yes, exactly.
But I thought it was time, you know, a lot of the time we focus on music, but this time I thought we focus on dance.
Dance as
and
well.
So it's, you know, bringing together some, you know, making the connections again, you know, bringing some of the mob from Papua New Guinea, from my country, together with, all those names you mentioned.
Exactly, and you've got plenty of mob here on the Big Island anyway. And look, and this is the year, 2025. We celebrate 50 years of independence for PNG. That in itself is a big celebration, and it's good to be working with the First Nation people of the Big Island here in Australia.
Yeah, that's right, this is what we're going to do at Cairns. There is basically the first rehearsal, and then we present it for community there. So everyone's going to get a sneak preview into what we're going to do in Papua New Guinea later in the year.
Yes.
So it is all part of Papua New Guinea's 50th year of independence. Mm. So we thought it's a good idea, you know, since we're talking about its sovereignty, we're talking about political independence, but most importantly, we're talking about identity and our people and our sovereignty as Indigenous people.
Exactly.
So, of course, Papua New Guinea, we are an independent country.
Yes.
But, you know, the people on the West Papua side, they're still struggling. And, of course, you know, Mm-hmm. The battle continues here on the mainland too. So
exactly, brother. Exactly.
I thought it's just a good sort of thing to let's get together and let's talk about.
Look, it's a nice platform, brother. And when you look at it, our connection as an Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander, especially to PNG, we've always had trading and connections over the years, brother. You know, so this is nothing new in that sense. But it's good to have the celebration. And it's also, I would say, an educational platform as well, yeah, for those people, especially non-Indigenous Australians or people of the world. They can see the connection and see how we used to engage as such with Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people, with our PNG brothers and sisters, yes.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, our connection goes all the way back,
yes.
You know, before Waibal and Balanda, before white people created this version of nationhood,
yeah.
And although that's what we're celebrating this year in Papua New Guinea, we still need to maintain our indigenous perspective on
exactly.
And our relationship with each other.
Yes.
And so I thought there's no better way to do that than through music and dance, because that really keeps our connections, our family ties, our relationships alive. And you
exactly.
know, it's not something for the history books, it's something for now.
Well,
and
exactly.
something for future generations to enjoy, because it's, you know, it's a really good thing.
And look, hats go off to Arts Queensland as well, and of course Gimoi Wallaroo Yidinji people, Creative Australia, and also Gubba Music. Can you tell us about Gubba Music, please, brother?
Oh, well, I can yarn about that.
Please.
Gubba Music is, it's me, Delene, again.
Yeah.
Gubba Music in our language, in Gubba, means rain in Gugiyalanji, and
yes.
then Motu Gubba means drum. And so that's when we came together to create this company and to bring music and productions. We decided that was the best way to put it together, rain drum music.
Drumming in the rain, my sister, drumming
yeah,
in the rain.
Yeah, that's right. No matter what weather, we'll be out there
rain
drumming
falls,
and playing
exactly,
music.
Exactly. Adeline, look,
I wanted to
so
add
yes,
also
please.
That we've got a new addition that's coming up to perform is Young Yirimal from the Yunga Mob. So he'll come up and also
okay.
be a part of this deadly performance. And they also have ties into West Papua. So it's all along that north. We're all connected, and so he'll be coming up to perform as part of this celebration, Meganesia celebration as well.
Lovely. Now, this is all kicking on Saturday, 12th of April, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. $10 for tickets. Children under 12 are free, and this at the Bombaja there in Abbott Street. So 5:30 for 6 o'clock kickoff. Fantastic. Thank you very much for yarning. And, look, give us a call in another week's time to promote it or let us know, reminder for the people. And congratulations to both of you and the work that you're doing. And it's a nice platform, a nice vehicle, and an educational tool, but entertaining tool as well, too deadly. But good yarning with you both, and thank you for the yarn. And we'll talk soon,
thank you.
No. Thank you.
One love. Take care, yo. A beautiful yarn there. And that's Ereleke and also Deline Briscoe and Meganesia. So coming to a venue near you and here in Cairns on the 12th of April. So block that date out. So you're going to see some beautiful entertainment. And look, we're talking some deadly names. And we're talking about Ben Huckles, and you're talking about Justin Wellington and Deline Briscoe, of course, Ereleke. And then you're talking about dancers, Albert David, for crying out loud. That brother can move, so it's worth seeing. Do check it out, your mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev here, about to sign off. I thank you for your company, your mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number is 1-800-422-416. Thank you for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. A big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours. Deadly work that you mob are doing. And a big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service. Put this program across the airwaves. Thank you, across this deadly country of ours. With that, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon. National Talk Black.
before.